Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better. I brought a baseball with me today.
Can I keep it?
Nope.
Can I keep it?
Nope.
No. Hey!
But in a minute, I'll tell you why I brought it. I'll explain it to you after I read you this Bible story.
The Yankees?
Nope.
Is it about...
You playing baseball?
Nope.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Bible story is about a story that Jesus told called the story of the three servants. I call it Don't Bury Your Talent. Here's why. Let me read this to you. Everybody sit real still, real quiet, just for a minute. Okay, in this story of the talents, a very wealthy man was going on a trip. He called his three servants together and told them he would be gone for a long time and that he was leaving them in charge of all his money. So he divided up his money and he gave it to the three servants. To the first servant, let's say you're the first servant, okay?
Yay.
And the first servant, he gave 5 gold coins. That doesn't sound like a whole lot, but in Jesus' time, that was a lot of money.
Like 500?
Like a million.
Oh, wow.
To the second servant, let's say you're the second servant.
Yay.
To the second servant, he gave 2 gold coins. Not as much as the first one, but it was still a lot of money. To the third servant, that would be you. To the third servant, he gave 1 gold coin. Even 1 gold coin was worth a lot of money at that time. So the first servant, that was you, he took his 5 gold coins and he put it to work and he invested it and he earned 5 more.
Yay!
Yay! The second servant, he took his 2 gold coins and he invested it wisely and he made 2 more. The third servant, that would be you, the third servant took his one gold coin and he buried it in the ground so that he wouldn't lose it. Didn't want to lose that money. So the wealthy man returned after his trip and he said to the three servants, he called them all together and he said, "Show me what you've done with my money." And the first servant, that was you again, said, "I have taken your money, master, and I have invested it, and I have doubled my money, or your money." And the second servant said, "I have also invested mine, and I have doubled my money." And the master said, "That is amazing. Thank you so much. You have done really well. Because you have been faithful for what I have given you, I will give you even more." "And how about you?" the wealthy man said to his third servant. And the third servant said, "Master, I knew you were a hard man and you would be upset if I lost your money. So I buried it. See, here it is. I still have it." And the master said, "I am so angry at you. You took what I had and you didn't even put it in the bank where it would at least earn a little bit of interest. Because you are a wicked and lazy servant, I am taking the 1 gold coin from you and I am giving it to the first one who did well with my money." In this story, God is telling us that he is our master, and we are his servants. And he gives us things. In this story, it happened to be money. But what God gives to us is talents. And he gives us all talents. You ever heard somebody say, "Oh, Lori can just play that piano like crazy. And this choir, they just sound wonderful. And I can't sing or play the piano. I don't have any talent." But we do. We should not hide our talents. God gives us all talents. He tells us that what he has given us, the special gifts that he has given us, he wants us to use for him. Now, here's where my baseball comes in. You knew I'd get back around to it, didn't you? See this baseball?
Yeah.
What if you didn't know it was a baseball? What if you had no idea what this round thing was and what it was used for?
I really know what that is.
You do? But what if you didn't? What if you thought maybe it was an ornament for the Christmas tree?
I think it would be food or an ornament.
It could be anything if we didn't know it was a baseball.
It might work
as an ornament.
It could be
a lot of things if we didn't know it was a baseball, huh?
I would study it if I really didn't know what it was.
What about a frisbee? You know what a frisbee looks like?
It looks like a big round piece of pizza.
If you didn't know what a frisbee looked like, you might think it was a dinner plate, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. It could be a plate.
You know, and I used to watch the Beverly Hillbillies. I know you never heard of that, but they had pool sticks, and they thought they were pot passers.
Because
they didn't know what pool sticks were. I never forget that. They passed the food around the table with those pool sticks.
Pool sticks as in pool noodles, like foam pool noodles?
No, not like that.
But, okay, I was about to say, what?
But if we don't know what something is, it's amazing what we might think that we could use them for, huh? But see, a baseball is meant to be thrown by a pitcher and hit by the batter. And when that batter hits it, man, it just flies out of the park, doesn't it? They hit it really good. Have you ever seen them hit a home run? It just flies. And that's what this baseball is made for. It is made to fly out of the park when it's hit by a batter. So sometimes we look at Lori, who can play that piano, and we look at the choir and their beautiful voices, and they just ring and we hear them and we just feel God's love, don't we? And we think that God didn't give us much talent. But let me tell you something. God gave each one of us talents. It may not be money. Maybe we don't have the money to share. But we have a talent that God is asking us to use. And when we use it for God, we just fly.
I have a question.
You can ask.
Okay, baby.
Let's have a real quick word of prayer. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the talents that you give to us. We don't all have beautiful singing voices. We don't all have the ability to play the piano or preach a sermon on Sunday. But Lord, we all have a talent that is God-given, one you ask us to use for your glory. And we ask you to help us to use that, Lord. We ask you to help us to use our talents to show the world the glory of God. In Jesus' precious name, amen.